Jody Conrad. Coach, just a quick overview of the Longhorns this coming season.
You know, we have lots of questions. We're coming off a very disappointing season, a season that was not to Texas standards. We have a young team, a team that I think learned a lot. Sometimes the best lessons are the hard lessons, and I've been impressed with how they've responded to that. But we have to prove to ourselves, to the people that support us, and to our opponents that we're a worthy opponent, and we're working hard to do that.
What's the health status of your team with a lot of injuries last season?
You know, that's a lingering question because you don't recover from knee injuries, which was the primary concern on our team, overnight. But everyone is progressing, and I feel optimistic that we'll be a deeper team and that the people that we missed so much last season will be on the floor. But it'll be a slow process. You don't just come back and jump into the fray. So they're transitioning back into the practice situation, and things are going well. But there's some key people, Carla Cotillo, who is should be our number one point guard. We're waiting for her full recovery and return. Arnisha Bailey, who is originally from Oklahoma, was Arnisha Williams, who's a key player on our team before she was injured, needs to fill a void. Arnisha Bailey, who is from Kansas City, is a player who was healthy last year and who's gained a lot of experience and will be key. I think our team is still centered around Tiffany Jackson, and she's a tremendous player, but we should be able to complement her in a much stronger way this season.
And you told Tiffany already what you expect of her this season?
Tiffany's a special player and a special competitor, so I think she knows. There's always a balance between doing it yourself and getting everyone involved, and Tiffany certainly understands that, and that's what I've seen from her this fall, an attempt to be supportive to our younger players, to get them involved, and it's my goal to have us take some of the responsibility, not that she's not capable, but that we'll be a better team if we can take some of the load off of her.
Give an overview of the conference.
This is just the most competitive conference I can imagine, and that makes it fun, but it also makes it challenging. We lost some outstanding players in the senior class, but we have just so many young players who are dominant, who are difference makers, and we always have young players who come into conference with new faces and new skills. So I don't see it being a lot different. Obviously, Oklahoma returning everyone has to be the favorite, and I think the coaches indicated that. But after that, I think it's going to be the same kind of competitive, up-and-down kind of race and competition that we've come to associate with Big 12.
And one last question, just talk about the non-conference schedule for the Longhorns.
Well, I think we sort of outdid ourselves last year, and with the schedule that we'd put together and the injuries that happened, we were a little overwhelmed with our inexperience and their inability to really know what to expect. So we tried to temper the schedule a bit, but we still are going to be playing the Dukes and the Tennessees of the basketball world, and then the Big 12 conference itself, I think it gives everybody a strength of schedule that is challenging.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. I appreciate it.